What changes can we expect from the team?
Obviously, we've got to look up front. There's some changes as a result of the injuries. And lock forward, I think maybe Yuri will be out of bronchitis. We'll have to maybe look at Stefan Grief and Vilemo to come in there. And he's struggling at number 8, but I think he will be ready. Fly off, Kurt is also sick, so we will assess him until tomorrow before we make a call. Yeah, and then the rest of the guys are ready to go. We don't want to change too much. We had a very short week to prepare. Only today was our first training session, and we have our captain's run tomorrow. So we want to stick with the guys that went on tour, and the changes that we will make will be just as a result of injury or sickness.
John, how big has the adjustment been to Northern Hemisphere referees? And I see you've got a Welsh referee on Saturday.
I think we're still in the process of learning. I think it's too early to judge. I think there was some good interpretations of a variety of aspects of the law that I did not have a problem with. I just think maybe at scrum times and at breakdown, it comes down to interpretation. But other than that, I was quite satisfied with the way everything went.
John, we know the team has been put together so quickly. How long before we see the best of this team is going to take to gel this side?
It's going to take some time. I mean, we've only used a bunch of guys now. There's still guys on the fringes, guys with injuries that comes back. So we will assess and develop as it goes on. I mean, in a wee short week like this, you've got such a lot of injuries or sickness, it's always becomes a stop-start thing of guys just not having that touch as the other guys. But that's part of the process, so we're going to be patient in terms of our approach and going to ensure that everyone gets on board eventually.
John, the Cheetahs coach, Rory Duncan, said that he feels that this league is more physical than Super Rugby. Do you have a comment on that? Do you agree with him?
I would just say, I mean, it's our second game. It was quite two tough encounters that we had. And in the different teams, there's quality players, quality international players is playing. I think there's a huge emphasis on set pieces and on breakdowns. So the challenge is up there. But I think when we played in Super Rugby, it was also a huge struggle in terms of your set pieces and in terms of defense. So for me at this point in time, I can't make a comparison. I think we must wait and see are we way up against the other teams as we go on.
John, the last one from me. A landmark occasion tomorrow, the first ever pro game in Port Elizabeth. Proud to be part of this little bit of history, yeah?
As I said, Byron, you always have this thing with history that you remind me on. Yeah, that's fantastic. We're looking forward to welcome Leinster here with us. I think the people of Port Elizabeth have always got a special way of welcoming people and make them feel at home. So yeah, we're all excited and we're looking forward to a good game.
Dion, Leinster, obviously they have problems of their own with injuries and stuff, but it seems that they still got a hell of a pack, got the forwards here.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a quality side. I mean, they've got good systems and structures in place, and I think anyone that comes through these systems into the Leinster squad is players of quality. So I think those players will also be excited to get an opportunity and be part of the South African tour to claim a stake in the team. So I expect some quality players and some good opposition and good rugby.
Are you glad to play on South African fields again?
You know, the conditions out there was very good. I mean, I thought that we took the good weather to them, to Ireland and Wales. The pitches, the surface, everything was in excellent conditions. So we did not have a lot of things to complain about. But it's good to be out. It's good to play in front of our home crowd. And we're looking forward. The crowds out there were very passionate and behind their team. And it's great to see. And we hope that we can get the same from our supporters.
Dion, there were a lot of positives to read from the first two games, but the team played very well in the other half of both games. So how do you approach this weekend's game regarding game management?
As I said, obviously we kept things very simple in terms of what we've done out there. Obviously there will be one or two strategic changes in our approach. But other than that, it's all about ensuring that we become better in our execution in different aspects of our game. We had challenges in the last week in certain areas, and we would like to make a step up. Obviously, when you lose two props in one game, and you get a new one in, it takes time for people to adjust. But we're hopeful that the players will be up for the task.
How much did you and your players learn from the two games so far?
I think they've learned a lot. I think they've understand that we've got to make a huge step up to compete at this level. There's no easy game. I think all of the players are loaded with quality internationals. And as the competition goes on, I believe the teams will just get better. A lot of the British Irish Lions and some other test players that have not taken part up in the competition up till now. So I think also with them back and the guys gelling better, it's going to become tougher.
Jon sukkel julle met die vertolking van die reels. Hoe plaas die referees aan die kant?
Ek dink nie is a kwestie van sukkel nie. Ek dink dit is 'n kwestie van interpretasie. Ons is in 'n proses van waar ons praat oor hoe ons dinge ervaar het hier en wat die fokus daar is. Ek dink die fokus is dwars deur die bankie selfde. Ek dink dit is 'n kwestie van interpretasie op die dag. En 'n besluit wat geneem word op die dag, en ek dink hoe meer mense kans kry om daaroor te praat en die interpretasie uit te klaar, hoe makliker sal dit raak vorentoe.
Daar is 'n groot verskil tussen pro rugby en super rugby in die terme van die physicality.
Ek dink is baie moeilik om te sê nou om 'n oordeel te vel. Dit is maar ons tweede week in kompetisie. Ek dink as jy dink aan super rugby, is internasionale spelers op die tipe spanne wat ons teen gespeel het, dit is klipharde rugby. Ek dink Pro 14 bring dieselfde tipe van intensiteit en standaard van rugby. En ja, ons moet wag en sien hoe dit soos ons aangaan. Ek dink nie daar gaan makliker wedstryde wees nie. Ek dink daar's nog baie internasionale spelers wat gaan deel word van die ander spanne, en ek dink die kompetisie gaan dit moeiliker raak vorentoe.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. Mikey. Of course. Sorry.